Hi, I'm Caleb Bradle with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly, here with this week's Business Beat. With the Caldor fire bringing smoke and flames to Lake Tahoe, one bar in the area is seeing a big increase in visitors. But it's not the kind of bar you're probably thinking of. Go To Aroma Oxygen Bar in Incline Village offers appointment-based sessions that range from 10 to 40 minutes. Due to the smoke, co-founder Virginia Jordan says a lot more people have been scheduling appointments. She says customers are using oxygen as a way to treat headaches from all the smoke. Nevada casinos set a new record in gaming wins last month at more than $1.3 billion. And casinos in Washoe County brought in more than $100 million. That's the first time that's happened in a month in nearly 20 years. According to the State Gaming Control Board, July was the fifth straight month wins topped $1 billion. An analyst with the Gaming Control Board says July was a perfect storm for gaming. There were five weekends, Resorts World Las Vegas was open for the full month, and several special events were held in Las Vegas. Rural businesses in Nevada now have a new pool of funding available for post-pandemic recovery. The Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development recently awarded community development block grants to the City of Wells and Reno-based Audacity Institute. Their goal is to provide small businesses in rural Nevada $500,000. Grants will be available for businesses with less than $2 million in annual sales. They will be distributed through the Rural Business Assistance Program in up to $25,000 increments. For more business news, check out the Northern Nevada Business Weekly at nnbw.com and in print on Wednesdays. For KUNR, I'm Caleb Bradle.